Today we're building an Amen style transition that feels deep, jungle heavy, and properly balanced inside Ableton Live 12. This is not about just dropping an Amen loop into a breakdown and hoping the vibe appears. We're going to shape the transition like a real part of the track, so it opens up space, builds pressure, and lands the drop harder than before. The goal is foggy atmosphere, controlled low end, and a break that feels like it belongs in the track, not pasted on top of it. Start by setting up your transition zone and arrangement view. An 8-bar or 16-bar section is ideal here. I like thinking in phases. The first part is tension and thinning. The middle is where the amen becomes the focus, and the final part is the pre-drop squeeze before everything slams back in. If you're working fast, color-code your groups. Drums, amen break, bass, atmospheres, and FX, all separate and easy to read. That matters once then automation starts getting busy. Now let's talk about the amen itself, because this is the centerpiece. For deep jungle atmosphere, the break needs structure. You can slice it to MIDI if you want maximum control. That lets you decide exactly which hits lead and which hits sit back as texture. Or, if the break already has great swing and character, keep it as audio and warp it carefully. The key thing is not to overprocess it into something lifeless. A good starting balance is to keep the amen a little lower than you think. In a lot of cases, the main drum bus will still be stronger, and the amen sits as a featured layer instead of the whole mix taking a break loop vacation. The break should feel like it's driving the scene, not shouting over everything else. On the amen track, a solid stock chain is a Q8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, and then either glue compressor or compressor. Use a Q8 first to clean up the low end and mid buildup. If the kick and sub are already carrying the bottom, high pass the amen somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it sounds boxy, dip a little in the 250 to 400 Hz range. If the snare needs more bite, a small boost in the 3 to 6 kHz area can help. Just keep an eye on harshness up top. Then add drum bus for a bit of density and movement. Keep it subtle, a little drive goes a long way here. Saturator with soft clip-on can add a nice gritty closeness, especially if you want that break to feel more present without turning it into mush. Auto filter is where the transition comes alive. Start the amen slightly filtered, then open it gradually over the build. That opening motion is a huge part of the jungle tension. Finish with light compression, just enough to keep the break glued together without flattening the swing. Now we need to carve space for the bass and kick, because this is where a lot of transitions fall apart. The most common mistake is letting the sub, kick, and amen all fight in the same zone. Think of the low end like a breathing system. The bass does not need to disappear completely. It just needs to make room. Use utility to narrow the low end or even pull the width down to zero on bass elements during the transition, if necessary. Use EQ8 to remove unnecessary low frequencies from anything that is not supposed to own the bottom. A good rule of thumb is to keep the sub mono and stable, the kick strong, but not overpowering, and the amen mainly living in the body and snap regions. If you want the break to push through, use sidechain compression, so the bass ducks slightly under the drums or even under key snare hits. We're only looking for a few dB of movement. Enough to breathe, not enough to collapse. Next, build the atmosphere. This is where the deep jungle feeling really locks in. The amen can be the rhythm, but the atmosphere is the world around it. Think vinyl hiss, rain, distant room tone, jungle canopy texture, dark pads, reversed noise, and reverb-heavy ghost hits. Keep this layer controlled. High-pass it so it doesn't fight the low end, and use auto-filter to slowly open the tonal window as the transition develops. Hybrid reverb is perfect here. Keep it dark, use a longer decay, but don't let it wash over everything. If you need movement, add echo after the reverb or on ascend so you can ride the repeats without drowning the mix. A filtered echo tail behind the drums can make the whole section feel like it's emerging out of fog. And that brings us to automation, because this kind of transition lives or dies by how you move the levels over time. Think like a DJ mixing pressure, not just tracks. Over the first few bars, bring the bass down a little, maybe 2 or 3 dB. Open the amen filter gradually. Push the reverb send on the atmosphere track. Let delay throws happen on a snare fill or on the final hit before the drop. Small moves, but coordinated. A really effective arc is this. In the early part, the bass is still present, the amen is slightly tucked, and the atmosphere stays dark and wide. In the middle, the amen opens up in the mids, the kick becomes a little less dominant, and the reverbs start to bloom. In the final bars, the low end nearly disappears or gets heavily filtered, and the last amen phrase or fill becomes the main event. Then when the drop comes back in, You strip the reverb tails fast so the first kick and snare hit with real authority. Advanced workflow tip here. Mix this in context, not solo. The amen can sound perfect on its own and still be wrong once the bass and atmos return. Keep looping the full transition into the drop while you tweak. That way you're always judging the balance in the real environment, not in isolation. Another big one is the midrange. Watch that 180 to 500 Hz zone closely. That's where jungle transitions often get cloudy. If the section starts feeling thick in a bad way, it's probably there. Use EQ8 on your buses and clean that area before you add more elements. In fact, if the transition feels too busy, the answer is often not more stuff. It's a little less bass, a little less reverb, and a little more clarity. Group buses make this whole process easier. On the drum bus, a little glue compressor and drum bus can help the whole kit feel cohesive. On the bass bus, keep things mono and stable with utility and maybe a touch of saturation. On the FX bus, put your reverbs, echoes, and filters so you can automate the whole transition atmosphere from one place. That way you can shape the emotional movement without hunting through 10 tracks. Now, if you want the real advanced move, resample the transition. Route the group or the full section to a new audio track and record a few bars of the build. Once it's printed, chop it up, reverse small pieces, and reuse the tail of a snare or reverb burst as an accent. This is one of the best ways to get glue and vibe in jungle production, because the imperfections become part of the texture. A couple of pro moves can really push this further. First, let the snare tell the story. In jungle, the snare is often the emotional anchor. If you automate snare reverb or a little saturation in the final bars, the whole transition gets more dramatic. Second, try a ghost drop approach. Pull the bass almost all the way out for one bar and let the listener feel like the drop already happened. Then bring the sub back just before the actual downbeat. That false out effect can make the final impact hit way harder. You can also make a delayed copy of the amen, nudge a few slices a few milliseconds late, and low pass it a bit. That creates a slurred, unstable tail that works beautifully for eerie pressure. Or try a two-stage filter opening instead of one smooth sweep. Open it, pause briefly, then open again right before the drop. That little hesitation can make the transition feel much more intentional. If the mix feels too wide and weak, narrow the low end with utility and keep the pads wide instead. Sometimes contrast in stereo image gives you more impact than adding another fill. And if the transition still needs more grit, duplicate the amen, high pass it hard, saturate and compress that copy and tuck it underneath the main break. That gives you extra texture without wrecking the core transients. When you're done, print the transition and compare it to the unrendered version. If the bounced version feels more cohesive, you're probably on the right track. Then test it at low volume, medium volume, and loud volume. If it still feels dark, punchy, and spacious across all three, the balance is working. So the big takeaway is this. Don't just make the amen louder. Make it part of the arrangement. Use filtering, level automation, space, and controlled low-end movement to create that deep jungle pressure. When the transition is balanced properly, the drop doesn't just arrive. It hits with more weight, more mood, and way more attitude. And that's the sound.